probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Happy Thanksgiving week. I know you're probably running around getting food, running to Costco. I mean, do they have the best pumpkin pie ever? It's like $5. Or maybe it was $5 like 10 years ago. I don't know. I'm definitely not making a turkey. Guys, I really can't cook. I've been mooching off my mother and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law for years. But I bring a party. I bring joy. I bring children. I bring a good time. But I'm not the person you want hosting Thanksgiving food-wise. I'm just telling you that. Okay, so how do we pray for a heart of gratitude? And Thanksgiving is so important. It's all through scripture, and it's one of the baseline things I think of our faith is to just continue to recognize who we are in light of God's creation, all that He's done for us, and continue to have our families and our kids and our own hearts just posture ourselves in a way of gratitude. And I know that we do it this week, but that's like a lifelong thing that we need to begin to practice. And it's really important. And I do think if we are doing that well, then the result is joy. The result is peace. The result is contentment. So we want this for our children, not just because it makes cute, grateful, happy kids, but we want the result that comes from that. And we want them to practice that and us to practice that even in the worst of times. So as we think about this week, I think there's a couple practical things I would tell you is that don't get too busy with the football and the turkey and the family and the drama that we don't pause. Even just in a moment of prayer, my mom has a box. She's always passed around a box and we write on construction paper and we just toss it in there of things that we are specifically grateful for that year. And we can do that all year long. We can do that in the mornings. We can do it in the evenings. We can do it around the dinner table. There's a lot of times we can just pause and say, what are you thankful for? Let's thank God for those specific things. And He's worthy of our praise. I mean, He loves us despite all the things that we do. He's given us the greatest gift of salvation. So He's worthy of praise in the big stuff, but also the little bitty stuff. So here's a couple verses. Psalm 104 through 5 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I also wanted to read you something I have not picked up. I wrote a book several years ago, I think it was 2014, called In This House We Will Giggle. And each chapter, there's 12 chapters, has a different virtue that I wanted my kids to learn and experience through some family fun. And so I wanted to read you a little section from the gratitude chapter. Again, I haven't read this in forever, but it felt right for today. Do you believe gratitude comes from the heart or the mind? I actually believe it's both. We can cultivate a heart of gratitude by training our minds to think on the very things that bring us contentment. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's in Philippians 4:8. If we look closely, each of us will realize that our lives are filled with goodness. Even in the midst of the very worst circumstances, goodness exists. God is never far and we are never alone. When we make a practice of noticing and delighting in the goodness all around us, we will have a different perspective toward that husband who left his towel on the bathroom floor, the kids who left something nasty in the sink. As we revel in the abundance of God's love and blessings, we cannot help but be grateful. And it will become the habit of our families to express specific, heartfelt appreciation and give thanks to Him no matter what. And that's really easy to say and do when things are good, but it's really, really hard to do. But still important when things are awful. And I just spoke with a friend of mine who's probably listening, and her husband's in the hospital, and it's probably the worst of the worst for their family. And she said, I have experienced God's presence and goodness every day in the midst of this nightmare. And that just touched me so deeply. I also want to read a quote that my friend Krista Gilbert sent me earlier. We were doing a podcast interview for Christmas time, and she said this quote. I just love it. It's by a priest, and I'll try to get the actual priest name. But it says, it's not joy that makes us grateful. It's gratitude that makes us joyful. Think about that order. I think sometimes we think, well, if we're just happy and things are good in life, then we'll be grateful. But I think it's the order that's different, that if we start with gratitude and we get our eyes and our kids' eyes up and off us and onto what's going on in the world that's good, that what follows is joy. We have a peace that surpasses all understanding because we can see that God is still at work and things are still good in the midst of hard times. So I'm just going to pray for us, for your families, for your kids, that this week in the midst of a lot of fun and maybe crazy activities with families that aren't always easy, that we will just have moments to pause as a family and just model that for our kids, that He is worthy of our praise all year long, but specifically this time of year. Lord, thank you. Gosh, thank you for the gift of your salvation. Thank you for our families. Thank you that we get to be parents. Thank you for the family that is in our lives, whether they're difficult or awesome. Thank you that we get to be around each other in a safe environment in a country that allows us to gather and pray in your name. We thank you for food. We thank you for air. We thank you for all the things that we take for granted on a daily basis. We thank you for the people that you have put in our lives, that we get to do life with so many amazing people. We thank you for our children. Lord, I thank you for Larson and Ella, who you've created them to be. I thank you for their uniqueness. I thank you for what they bring to our family and the joy that they bring to us. I thank you even for the hard times that, Lord, you expose some things in me as I'm bumping into difficult things with my kids that it's really not about them sometimes. And you humble me with some areas that I can shore up. And I thank you for your grace and mercy as I continue to try to do the very best I can as a mom, but sometimes I feel like I'm failing all the time. Lord, I thank you for your forgiveness, that you are a God that we can come to and just confess and start over again. You give new mercies every day. I pray that this time of Thanksgiving is just really special. Lord, nudge us by your Holy Spirit to slow down, to have a moment as a family, even if it's on a nature walk or even if it's, you know, in the morning on the way to another family member's house, that we will just have a moment as a family to just look around and really name specifically the things we are grateful for in our lives. Lord, you've done so much for us. These kids are such gifts, and I pray that we will see them as those gifts today and every day. And Lord, we love you. Thank you for an opportunity this week to really focus on the joy that we can get from being grateful and thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.